Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. Today's episode features Adam Wendell from Silver Spring, Maryland. His expert categories are Billy Joel, The Dresden Files, Letterkenny, and U.S. Highways. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Adam, I'm glad to have you on Lockdown. I've seen you on other podcasts, and I'm happy to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. It is my favorite day of the year.
I think that your questions, more than the average game, will play well to everyone. So,
all right, I'm going to start with Highways and Interstates because that's unlocked, because that's where I'm really not sure how this is going to play. So take it easy there.
We'll see what the U.S. Highways and Interstates category has for us with our unlocked question. The interstate highway system is formally named after what president whose administration proposed its construction after he took office in 1953?
All right. So that's, okay. So that is a good baseline setter. This is Dwight Eisenhower.
This is Ike. That is correct. Where would you go to next?
All right. So I think I heard you say at one point that the optimal strategy was to go down the line, unlock 1, 2, 3, but to switch categories. So let's try that. And let's go Letterkenny, one key.
All right. Trying out. I definitely at one point thought this was the best. I heard a good counter argument from DJ Carlisle, and I think they both have merit. So I'm excited to see you do this. Your one key Letterkenny question is this. Also the nickname for small, young, cute dogs. What was the name of the signature beer created specifically for Letterkenny, becoming its official lager by Stack Brewery?
Let's get this guy a fucking Puppers.
Him a fucking Puppers is correct. Yes. Puppers, millennials know that, even if they haven't seen Letterkenny. It is excellent, and you have two keys, Adam. Where to next?
All right, let's go two keys, Dresden Files.
All right, in this category, every correct answer will be the name of a character or characters from the Dresden Files book series. Otherwise, it's a potpourri round. So here is your two key question. What Dresden characters share their collective name with the title of a 1967 book that was made into a movie in 1983 and a Broadway show in 2024?
So I have one group that could be right about this, but I'm not hitting it with the movie. Let's go with Alphas.
What I'm looking for here is the Outsiders.
Oh, yes, of course.
The Outsiders, our first miss, hopefully one of very few. And I do have to take your keys, but to your point in the strategy here, you've now tested the limits of three categories to see where they're at in difficulty. Where will you go next?
All right, so let's go unlocked Dresden Files.
Let's run it back in the category. Here's your unlocked question. H. John Benjamin voices Archer in Archer, Carl in Family Guy, and what titular character of a restaurant-centered animated show?
That's Bob's Burgers, or Bob Belcher.
Yeah, Bob is correct from Bob's Burgers. Adam, you got back on your winning ways here with a key in the Dresden Files. Where to now?
And I will say, I almost put Bob's Burgers as as one of my categories.
So a perfect unlock question there for you.
Okay, let's go. All right, let's go one key Billy Joel, since I haven't tested that category yet.
All right, this is just a category about the man, the myth, the legend, Billy Joel. Here is your one key question. Before becoming a musician, Billy Joel was accomplished in what sport, which he only stopped after having his nose broken by his opponent?
He was a boxer.
He was a boxer. Boxing is correct. And if I'm not mistaken, he went 22-2 before that nose got broken. And so he was pretty good at it, too.
And I recommend this came up in the HBO or HBO Max or whatever whatever they're calling it these days, documentary that now, by the time this airs, will have been completely out. So I recommend that.
Yeah, And by the time this airs, they may have changed the name two more times. So
that's fair enough.
Whatever you think HBO is, it's there. And you have two keys, just like he had two losses. Where to now?
All right, let's go. Let's go two keys, Letterkenny.
All right. Your two key question in Letterkenny is this. The hilariously named Dick family belongs to what religion that isn't unlike the Amish, except they are more open to engaging with modern society?
They are Mennonites.
The Dick family are Mennonites. That's D-Y-C-K.
And Noah Dick, Anita Dick, Lavina Dick, Charity Dick, Chastity Dick. There's probably more Dicks, but those are the ones that I remember off the top of my head.
There are a lot of Dicks, and you have a lot of keys. Three of them, in fact. Where to now?
Let's go three keys in highways.
All right, back to our U.S. highway and interstate system. Here is your three key question. What nickname for Route 66 can trace its roots to John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, a turn of phrase he used after calling it the Path of People in Flight?
I can think of two. I'm going to go with the Mother Road.
Your coin flip paid off this time, Adam. That is correct. The Mother Road comes from The Grapes of Wrath. And for the first time in your game, you have enough keys to go to any question you want on the board. What will you do with them?
Let's stay with interstates and go four keys interstates.
All right. Here's your hypothetically hardest highway and interstate question. Two neighboring states claim to have the oldest interstate, and both are correct because I-70 started construction first in one and became usable first in the other. Name either state.
All right. So I can tell you where I can tell you I-70 starts in Baltimore. It goes through Pennsylvania, Ohio. I'm going to say chances are they started east, and the Pennsylvania Turnpike already existed, of which 70 is a part. So I'll guess Pennsylvania.
I understand the thought process and the guess, and I honestly think that this question is much harder than the wording of it would suggest, because as you know, the interstate system is such a conglomerate of little pieces. I-70 formally was started and finished first, depending on who you want to give the argument win to, in Missouri and Kansas.
Oh, it started in the middle.
Yes.
That's super interesting.
And bizarre, but everything, I'll tell you this, not to spoil the last two questions, everything I learned about our interstate system is that it is a marvel of engineering and also completely nonsensical in how it was put together.
Oh, yeah. I won't say. You may ask a question about
maybe
it.
Maybe we will.
I'll save that.
Unfortunately, key's gone. We've got two unlocked questions and all the bonus keys left. What do you want to do next, Adam?
Let's go Billy Joel unlock.
All right. Your unlocked Billy Joel question is this. In 1969, Billy Joel rode his motorcycle to see Jimi Hendrix and The Who at what music festival, which he left after only one day due to the poor public restrooms.
I will sort of date age myself here, but my parents were at Woodstock.
Were they really?
Yep.
Well, so was Billy Joel. That is correct. And kind of a Billy Joel adjacent question, but man, if you know Billy Joel, you know the one festival I'm asking about in 1969 has to be Woodstock, and you have a key again.
Right. Well, what's in New York in 1969? Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I got one key. Let's go Dresden for one key.
All right, here's your one key Dresden Files potpourri question. Many characters from the Dresden Files could also be called collectively what name of a musical duo who had number one hits in 1970, 1973, and 1974?
So I think that you are referring to the Carpenters, which is interesting because, of course, one of the Carpenters is also Karen, and there is also a Karen who is not a Carpenter in Dresden, but that's okay. So we'll go with the Carpenters.
The Carpenters is correct. Two keys, Adam. Where do you want to go with them?
Two keys. Let's go back to Billy Joel.
All right. Billy Joel, a favorite musician of mine. Here is your two key question. Billy Joel's Big Shot was written from the perspective of what fellow rock star who is knighted and divorced his wife shortly after the song was released?
It's interesting because in the documentary that I mentioned earlier, there was this huge debate about whether it was self-referential or whether it was actually about his then wife, soon to be ex-wife at that point. Knighted.
I saw a lot of sources that said it was about from the perspective of this. So let me check this.
It's fine. I don't know it. So from the perspective of is a good way to put it. I'm just going to go with Elton John.
Elton John is a good guess, but unfortunately it is not the correct answer. Big Shot was written about the pressures of the era on marriages in the celebrity world, and from the perspective of Mick Jagger.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's super interesting.
Yes, he wrote it from the perspective of Mick Jagger, Sir Mick Jagger, might I add. Adam, unfortunately, I have to take your keys, but your carve through the category strategy has now left a clear path back through them.
Yep.
Where do you want to go next?
We're going to save the bonuses until I need them, so let's go Letterkenny Unlocked.
All right, your unlocked Letterkenny question is this. Shorzy's jersey has what number on the back? Both on brand with the humor of the show and nice for any viewers.
69.
Yes.
we can move on. There's no flavor text needed.
No flavor text needed. What question next?
So I've got one. So let's go highways for one.
All right. Your one key U.S. highways question is this. U.S. 1 can be traveled along the Atlantic coast from Fort Kent, Maine, to what southernmost point of the continental United States?
Conquer Republic itself, Key West.
Key West is correct. And in my top five bucket list items is to have a key lime pie in Key West. So
sounds good.
Yep. Two never... keys sound good too, Adam.
Yeah. So we're going to go highways for two.
All right. This has been a clear path forward so far. Let's see what our two key question has in store for us. A short road forming a branch from a longer, more important road, such as a highway, has what nickname? Also something a cowboy might wear.
Okay, that last question, that clue helps, because the short interstates are either loops or spurs, but in this case, it's a spur.
It is a spur, yeah. And those three had a clear path of choices, but now you have three keys and three choices of three key questions. Where will you go next?
Let's go Billy Joel, three keys.
All right, looking for redemption in Billy Joel. Here is your three key question. In 1993, Rolling Stone called it the best album cover of the year. But in 2024, they listed what album whose cover was painted by his then wife as one of the 50 worst album covers of all time?
You said 1993, right? For the release year.
Correct.
River of Dreams.
Oh, you know you're Billy Joel. Okay. He said, I need a year. I got the album. That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Going into this, I was wondering if this was going to be a whole category of deep cuts, and I'm normally very bad at deep cuts, but for Billy Joel, I probably could have swept that.
Well, it's funny because...
Yeah, so the albums, individual albums, definitely a knowledge area for me.
Second time in your game, you've got all the keys you need to do anything you want.
Let's close out Billy Joel.
All right, we're feeling good about Billy Joel. Here's your hypothetically hardest question. After Once Upon a Time in New York City plays in the opening credits, Billy Joel's Why Should I Worry plays during the opening scene of what 1988 Disney movie?
So, fun fact, we have a cat, but had long, long gone. But right after my wife and I moved in together in 1997, we adopted a pair of cats, one of whom was an orange cat, and we named Oliver after Oliver and Company.
Oliver and Company is correct. It is maybe an understated Disney movie, but it is one of my favorites, and so is that song. Well done.
Oh yeah, I love that song. That's it's one of our favorite Disney movies too.
All right, you've got plenty of keys, and now three of your four expert categories, you've missed one question and only one so far. There is still one that you could sweep, so I'm curious what you're going to do next.
We're gonna go there, and we're gonna go Letterkenny for four keys.
All right, the hypothetically hardest Letterkenny question is this. With a nickname shortened from a province the show doesn't take place in, Wayne and Daryl argue over the best way to cook steak made from what kind of beef?
Berta beef, Alberta.
Yeah, Berta beef is correct. See, I thought that might be one that would require some thinking. Clearly, you have spent too much time watching Letterkenny.
I've gone start to finish, gone through it at least 3 times, probably 4. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Plenty of keys, Adam. Where to now?
Let's close out Letterkenny.
All right. Your 3-key Letterkenny question is this. Daryl makes fun of Riley for taking his shirt off but leaving his sunglasses on, asking if he's going to fight with those shades or play what online game?
Poker Stars.
Yeah, poker is all I needed to consider that correct. Well done. That's a game definitely associated with wearing shades.
And that's the cold open of the whole show.
Yes, it is.
Episode 1.
Yes, it is.
Which I've probably watched at least 50 times.
And you have swept your Letterkenny category. Well done, Adam.
These Dresden questions have been a little hard because of the sort of also a name thing for me, which I think it's not great for my focus. But let's go with the 4.
Here's your hypothetically hardest Dresden backdoor potpourri question. Also the name of a character in Westworld and the name of a clothing line by Anthropology. What name is derived from the Gaelic word for intoxicating?
So I didn't watch Westworld. And definitely not getting there through Anthropology. So let's just think there's a lot of fairy mythology, which is Irish. And can't be as simple. Oh, could it be? Can't be that. The one that makes the most sense, I think, is going to be Laura.
You were right on it, knowing it was Irish or something of that nature. I'm looking for Maeve.
It was Maeve. I thought of Maeve, and I was like, for some reason, that did not seem, Maeve and Mab did not seem right to me, because that's old, old fairy lore, and I figured that would have predated anything like that. Oh, well.
Yep. And Irish naming conventions, it means like a ruler or one with a woman mm-hmm. with power. But
right.
in Gaelic, it is meb or intoxicating, but not in the alcoholic sense, which is interesting. It means like total infatuation with something. That's where it comes from. So something to put in your pocket.
That absolutely makes sense for the context in the books, too. But that's very, I did not know that. All right.
All right, Adam, you have a 3-key question in the Dresden Files remaining, but you have no keys, meaning it's time for the bonus question game. If you get 3 of your 5, you can get back to that one. But let's see where you go next.
Let's go with before and after.
I've said it so much, I'm not going to say it. Everybody knows what I'm thinking. Here, before and after clue is also a musical before and after. So here it is. A song by David Allan Coe written by a friend of his named Steve Goodman, plus a Weezer song whose intro was written by a guitarist who quit the band before the song ever came out.
Oof, gosh. Neither of these is going to be... I don't really have an in on either of these. I do not have this, but I am going to try to make... I'm going to come up with something here. So let's go with Me and My Buddy Holly.
That's not a bad before and after. I might have to pocket that one, Adam. It's not this before and after, but I will keep that one in mind. What I'm looking for here is You Never Even Call Me By My Name Is Jonas.
Oh, okay.
Even call me by my name, and my name is Jonas.
Yeah, I would. I don't think I would have gotten in on either side of that one.
Not a country music guy, huh?
No.
Fair enough. Hey.
I should not say not at all. I have little pockets, but not no breadth. All right, so let's go with Billboard Buster.
All right, Adam asked for TV theme songs, so we try to figure out a Billboard Buster regarding TV theme songs, specifically from the 20th century for him. Here is your question. The theme song from what TV show that swore with God as its witness turkeys could fly hit number 65 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1981?
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati is correct. And I, when I taught, showed that clip every Thanksgiving right before break. it was a rite of passage for my students to have to endure that scene. And you have a key, and you need to get 2 of the next 3 to get back to that question.
All right, let's go. Who in the world?
Who in the world? I'm looking for a stage name, Adam. Here is your question. What English pop singer, born in 1947, named Pauline Matthews, might be best known in the United States for a duet with Elton John?
Oh, I hope it's Kiki D.
Yeah, and your hope is satisfied. That is correct. Okay. Kiki D.
I'm saying it's not RuPaul.
It is not. Well, I would pay for a RuPaul Elton John collaboration. Oh, that's for sure.
They did.
When? What?
Didn't he do a remake Don't Go Breaking My Heart with RuPaul?
I know what I'm looking
for. Or I'm still standing. I'm nearly certain that exists.
Okay, I know it will take me 30 seconds after we stop recording to look something up there.
I have a memory that it exists, and maybe it's just in my mind, in which case that probably says something, but
I'm excited to look this up because I'm all about it. And I'm all about your keys because you now have two of the three you need to get back to that question, and you got to get one of your next two bonus questions. Which one do you want to try first?
All right, let's go with National Blank Day.
As of release, today is National Cake Day. We got to eat our dessert after Thanksgiving. Here's your question. What misleadingly named custard-filled cake is named for the location it originated in and is also a popular type of donut?
Well, this could be two things. It's got to be either Bavarian cream or Boston cream, which are my favorite donuts. I'm not much of a cake person. Boston cream is a Boston cream pie. I'm going to go Bavarian cream.
Adam, I wish you would have locked in on the misleadingly named, because Boston cream pie is not a pie at all.
Oh,
it is a cake.
Oh, I had misleadingly named as the geographic location of the name was wrong.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Like, kind of like how German chocolate cake is named after a guy named German who invented it and not actually Germany. No worries.
I was looking for Boston cream pie there. And now we have a showdown in lockdown with Stormy Trivia. If you get it, we're going to get back to the Dresden Files. If not, our game will end right there. Here's something I think you should know, your Stormy Trivia question. A 2022 landmark Supreme Court case ruled a football coach's on-field prayer was protected religious speech, and the petitioner had the same name as what justice that served on the court from 1988 to 2018?
88 to 2018. Okay. 2000. Hold on. Scalia was 2006, died in 2016. So this has got to be Kennedy.
It was Kennedy. Correct. Yes, a Reagan appointee and retired in 2018. And you have got to every question on your board, though right. It was a nail biter.
And
well done. Yeah,
the backdoor politics Supreme Court question. I wouldn't have gotten the coach's name without the Supreme Court clue, but kind of because of my work and my background, I pay a lot of attention to, you know, who joined the court when and who left when. So that was a wheelhouse.
I'm glad I nailed what you should know.
Yeah.
In your trivia. All right, Adam.
Let's do it.
It's the three key Dresden Files question. It's time to find out whether your final score will be 19 or 18. Here is your question. While he was murdered in most versions of Batman's story, what is the name of Bruce Wayne's father who actually becomes Batman in the Flashpoint Paradox story?
There's a name that's popping into my head that works. Clue. I'm not a Batman person. Drew Buxbaum and all those other Batman people out there are going to kill me, but I'm not a Batman person. I think, though, that this is... I think that it might be Thomas.
Adam, they're not going to kill you. You absolutely nailed it. Thomas Wayne becomes Batman in the Flashpoint Paradox, and you finish your lockdown game with a very respectable 19 points. Well done.
Thank you very much. This was a lot of fun. I've listened to the ones that all the episodes that have been out so far, and they're all fun. This is a great format.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you picking good categories, I guess.
I don't know. The category picking was tough because I think I sent my sign up to you around the same time as I had sent my sign up to Skillet Brew. Where you also have to pick categories. And I was like, okay, I'm getting there. I don't want to have complete overlap, but I also deliberately didn't pick the Dresden Files for Skillet Brew because I know there are a few other people in that universe that are also big fans, and I didn't want to, I didn't know who I was going to play against. So, it's all good. This was, yeah, this was a lot of fun. And I do, I think you're right. I think this is going to be a good general public set of questions.
Do you have any things you want to shout out or things coming up you want to highlight?
Sure. Well, I don't have anything to shout out for myself, but every time I go on any kind of show, I always like to promote my wife's work. So if you like romance fiction, smart women being funny, funny women being smart, check out Smart Bitches Trashy Books and Smart Podcast Trashy Books. And then also, I just want to say, on the day that we are recording this in July, we earlier today, we had to put our dog of 16 years and change to sleep. He was a rescue dog. And so please, everyone, no matter what kind of animal suits your fancy, adopt, don't shop.
I could not echo that sentiment more. My two glorious, spoiled, rotten cats, both from the same shelter. And it matters so much because they are such good animals.
And we had a couple of cats, including the aforementioned Oliver, who made it to 17 and almost 18. So, you know, you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
Yeah, for sure. Adopt, don't shop. And Adam, you did very well today. Thanks for being here. And I look forward to having you on a future episode where maybe I'll properly read and write a Dresden Files category for you.
No worries. I'll pick something else next time anyway. So
fair enough. All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Adam, for coming on. You and I had a blast recording this episode, and I was so grateful to get to meet you. The one question I want to highlight from this episode in terms of a learning moment was the one where the correct answer was the Carpenters. Originally, I wrote that question to say something to the effect of, you know, three characters from the Dresden Files could be described as what musical duo? And there are definitely three characters that have the last name Carpenter that are more predominant in the series. However, there are a lot of Carpenters. And when he initially got that wrong, I paused for a second and thought, did I do my due diligence? And I found out the answer was no. There are so many Carpenters. And so saying what three characters could have been why he got that wrong. When you are researching a category you don't know, it is worth asking dumb questions in your research to make sure that there is not more information you lack. I should have asked, are there other Carpenters? Is it just those three? And that's why you saw the final product was many characters could be described as what musical duo. So especially if you're new to a category, be willing to ask dumb questions because you may find that it can help seal in the quality of your question just for the fact that you asked, is there more? Why? What else is there? Those types of things matter a lot when writing trivia, especially when it's wading into an area that you are less familiar with. No bonus question on this episode because you're going to have a bonus episode tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My typical online Tuesday night team, the Palm Greasers plus the Cunning Stunts equals the Greasy Stunts. We got together for a Thanksgiving round of lockdown. It's a competitive game, but the two sides are two teams of three. So it is chaos. It is fun. If you're traveling tomorrow or just want an hour and a half away from your family, tune in for the lockdown Thanksgiving special. In the meantime, I want to thank Adam one more time for being on and invite you to be on your own episode of Lockdown. You guys know how this works. We're having a blast. Season 3 is recorded. Season 4 is being planned. And when you sign up right now, you can jump on the Season 5 train. Sign up. Let's have a good time. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time.
All right, we can do this. By the way, that WKRP theme song shows up on SiriusXM on the 70s channel way more than it should. Somehow it must have been cheap for them to get the rights or something. I don't know.
Which is interesting because it Billboard charted in 81.
Oh, that's interesting. Actually, that's surprising. I would have pegged it at like 78 or 79.